Page 106. Pick up a piece. Two Soweto girls talk about the future.
I can't believe we're doing metric next year. We've nearly finished school.
I know. And then it's business college for me, hopefully, and wits for you.
If I get into wits. My folks have been saving for years to pay for the fees. Imagine if I don't get in.
You will, the way you work. I've known you since I was 10, and you've never failed anything. You'll have your engineering degree and be working in high-heeled shoes in some fancy office before you're 25. And I'll still be working at the Pick and Pay in my spare time, trying to get my business off the ground.
Rubbish. So, what's your latest business idea?
I want to open a coffee shop that also sells art and handcraft produced by local artists. Artists can display their work in my coffee shop for 3 months, and I'll take a percentage of their profits.
Sounds great. What kind of food will you serve?
I thought I'd get Gogo to bake her famous chocolate cake for my shop. That way people could enjoy a good cup of coffee, a slice of Gogo's cake, and look at the artwork all at the same time.
And the handcraft?
I was thinking I might even have a stand where people can sell beadwork, pottery, tools, ornaments and clothes that they have made themselves. I'm going to call it Pick Up a Piece. What do you think?
I think it's brilliant. I'd come just for a slice of Gogo's cake. But you need to be in a posh suburb like Sandton or Rosebank, where people have more money.
Rosebank? Sandton? Are you mad? I'll never be able to afford the rent there.
Hey, if I get a job in some Zooty office complex, I'll organize a good deal for you with the landlord.
Isn't that called nepotism?
No, it's called you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. I want a free cup of coffee and a piece of Gogo's cake whenever I visit. Alternatively, you could find yourself a sugar daddy who can pay for everything.
I wouldn't go near a sugar daddy. He might give me a whole lot more than money.
I was joking. I'm not sure whether I want a man at all, but I do want kids.
I want kids too. But you know what's ironic? I was brought up by Gogo after my mother and father passed away, right? But if something happens to me, who is going to look after my kids?
That's a tough one. Your sweet grandmother is a saint. Looking after you and your cousins all these years and never complaining.
She's an angel. One thing I know is that I want to take care of Gogo when she is old. I want to buy her one of those reclining easy chairs so she can relax with her feet up in front of TV and have a good laugh.
That'll make the neighbors jealous.